Buckle up, because we're about to dive into something straight out of a dystopian nightmare. Palmer Luckey, the man behind Oculus and one of the architects of modern virtual reality, has just unveiled a device that could very well be the most insane piece of technology ever conceived. A VR headset that literally kills you if you die in the game.
I lose. Game over.
Swink, if you die in the game...
Something won't let us stop playing, am I right?
When you die in the game, you're out and you can't ever come back.
It's like the old wives' tale. Right. You die in your dream, you die in your life.
This isn't some sci-fi horror flick. This is reality. Is terrifying. This device, inspired by the anime Sword Art Online, is designed to bring the stakes of virtual gaming to an unimaginable level. We're talking about a headset equipped with explosive charges that will blow your brain to bits if you fail in the game. This isn't just pushing the envelope. This is tearing the envelope to shreds and lighting it on fire. Now, I've always been a vocal critic of how technology is being weaponized, but this takes things to a whole new level. Luckey talks about making the game feel real by tying your real life to your virtual avatar. Don't believe me? Quote, Palmer Luckey, the creator of Oculus, has created a virtual reality headset that intentionally kills people. Named Nerve Gear, the system aims to closely tie people's virtual life to their real one, by bringing them both to an end at the same time. If someone dies in a virtual reality game or experience while wearing the headset, then they will be killed in real life at the same time, Mr. Luckey said. It does so by detecting the specific shade of red that shows when a person dies, meaning that developers could easily integrate the system once that red shows. Three explosive modules explode, instantly destroying the brain of the user.
Fix the brain, please.
Mr. Luckey said that the system is still unfinished. He aims to make it impossible to remove or destroy the headset so that people would be stuck inside virtual reality. And because of the limitations of the design and the danger that it could fail and kill people at the wrong time, he is still yet to try it out himself. Mr. Luckey said that while the technology at the moment is just a piece of office art, intending to be thought-provoking about game design. But he also said that it seems to be the first time such a system has been created, and it won't be the last. The idea of tying your real life to your virtual avatar has always fascinated me. You instantly raise the stakes to the maximum level and force people to fundamentally rethink how they interact with the virtual world and the players inside it, Mr. Luckey wrote in the blog post announcing that Nerve Gear. Pumped up graphics might make a game look more real, but only the threat of serious consequences can make a game feel real to you and every other person in the game. This is an area of video game mechanics that has never been explored, despite the long history of real-world sports revolving around similar stakes. The technology was created to commemorate the events of the anime Sword Art Online and was announced on the date a similar fictional technology is created in that game, and the name of the equipment is taken from that. In SAO, players are put into a virtual dungeon and must fight their way out, but if they are unsuccessful, they die in real life.
Look, the way I see it, they'd be the next people to die in real life, right?
Mr. Luckey is most famous for creating Oculus, the virtual reality company, and its early headsets. The company was bought by Meta, then Facebook, in 2014, and the two have been gradually integrated. He left the company in 2017 amid criticism of his pro-Trump political views, though Facebook has always denied that was the reason Mr. Luckey was fired. Since then, Mr. Luckey has been continuing his interest in virtual reality, but also focusing on defense technologies. In his blog post, Mr. Luckey mentioned that Nerve Gear was built using explosive charge modules I usually use for a different project, which may be related to that work. This isn't about immersion. This is about crossing a line that should never be crossed. When you start creating devices that blur the line between life and death, between the virtual and the real, this device is being pitched as a thought experiment, or office art, but we need to call it what it is, a tool of death. We're venturing into territory that's not just dangerous, but downright immoral. This is the kind of technology that, if misused, could lead to catastrophic consequences. Imagine, if this falls into the wrong hands, or worse, if it becomes a trend? Are we going to see a future where people gamble with their lives for entertainment? And let's not forget the historical lessons we've learned about the dangers of combining technology with unchecked power. We've seen time and time again how advances in tech can be twisted into tools of control and oppression. From the surveillance state to the military-industrial complex, the potential for abuse is always lurking around the corner. Palmer Luckey's creation is a chilling reminder of how far things can go when we let ethics take a backseat to innovation. The implications of this kind of technology are horrifying. This is not just a novelty or a piece of art. It's a statement that shows how desensitized we've become to the idea of merging our digital lives with our real ones in the most extreme ways possible. We've already seen how tech companies manipulate and control information, how they silence dissent, and how they can shape the narrative. A VR headset that can kill is just another step down this dark path, a path where human life is trivialized and where the lines between reality and fiction are deliberately blurred to the point of no return. We need to wake up to what's happening here. This isn't just a quirky piece of tech news. Palmer Luckey's VR headset might be a thought experiment, but it's one that exposes the dangerous direction our society is heading. We're playing with fire, and if we're not careful, we're going to get burned. This is about more than just gaming. It's about the value of human life, the ethics of technology, and the future of our society. We need to start asking the hard questions and holding those in power accountable before it's too late. Because once we cross certain lines, there's no going back. And that, my friends, is a game we cannot afford to lose.